This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what was your favorite subject in school? I know a lot of you guys are like, okay, recess and lunch. Mine was math. I would give up recess in a heartbeat if I got to do extra math. I was the weirdest kid. I loved school. I was very competitive. I wanted to be the top of my class. And maybe it's because I went to 12 different schools and I kept feeling like I have to prove myself again, again, and again. And so when you just get into the habit of always kind of, you know, trying to claw your way into, you know, being in the top of the class, it just seems to, I don't know, just be your thing. And so I just loved math. And I loved school because I was bored at home. You know, I mean, my mom's nice. My dad would work all the time. And I hated being home. I couldn't stand being home. So I wanted to be at school. You know, there were friends, even if there were bullies. I would rather be at school, right, with bullies and work. That was just my thinking at the time. And so math for me was awesome. And so I was kind of a dork because when I was called a dork because when the teacher's like, all right, guys, today we are going to have a timed math test. I'm like, goody. And the kids are like, what the hell's wrong with you? I was like, oh my God, time, oh my God, I love these, I love these. Oh my God, okay, give me my test. Teacher, give me my test, hurry. The teacher's looking at me like, what's wrong with you? I loved it. I loved seeing a teacher with a stopwatch and you having 50 questions, like those, like plus, like addition and subtraction. And the teacher goes, ready, set, and I'm ready with my, because I liked races. I love that. And I'd go. And you had to do your time test and I would just be speeding through and my paper would be smoking up and then I would turn it in and get like a 90 some percent. I was on cloud nine. Now, I've always said that's not the proper way to do math. I've never thought that was the proper way to do math. And the reason why is, even though I was very good in math, I almost got a perfect score on my SAT, my everyday math in real life, my practical, the word problems, I hated word problems. You know, one airplane is flying 250 miles an hour towards another airplane 350 miles per hour. If one left the 230 and the other left to 245, when are they going to hit each other? And you're like, what? I don't know. But that's the practical math. My husband's a pilot. When he starts to talk about, see, it's math. We do this, 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 and this. I'm like, my son's in engineering. He talks to me about the math. I just like the time tests. So I bring this up because there's a report that our math scores this was just looking at 13-year-olds have dropped so drastically that educators find it quote unquote concerning. Now this report was released Thursday by the National Assessment of Education Progress, and they say the depreciation is the first major decline in both reading and math since the organization began tracking student scores in the 1970s. The results also included scores for 9-year-olds who showed that the drop occurred among students as well. They were already struggling. For high-performing students, there were no significant changes noted in either group since 2012. But for 13-year-olds, they seemed to have some of the worst scores. They say standardized test scores scores for 13-year-olds have gone down in reading by an alarming 3 points and 5 points in math since 2012. They say the troubling data also showed that with falling scores occurred primarily among students who were already struggling, and we already said high-performing students did okay. So in math, scores declined among 9-year-olds at the 10th and 25th percentiles and among 13-year-olds at the 10th, 25th, and 50th percentiles. What that means is kids who are struggling were not resolving these issues. We're not improving. In fact, they say the most pronounced decline occurred in math among Black and Hispanic 13-year-olds who saw test scores drop by a shocking 8 and 4 points respectively. So, you know, I've taught a variety of subjects, and I've taught a variety of age kids. I taught young kids in Sunday school. I've taught medical students. I do multiple lectures and teach people of all ages. And the one thing that I see mistakes made by teachers is, one, they don't engage, and two, they don't teach the practicality. And so whenever I would teach medical students, and I had to teach a subject, and I know what they were thinking because I was in their seats, they're like, okay, we're just going to study this for the test, but this doesn't help us in real life. I would immediately change it to a real life application. I would be like, look, guys, all right, this is why you're learning it. This is how I want you to remember it. I was talking to them about peripheral vascular disease. And to this day, many of them remember that I talked about how somebody with peripheral vascular disease might not have to shave their legs as much anymore. You know, their feet might be cold. They might have trouble getting on their boot. And when I gave them that visual, because I would pretend to be a patient, I didn't show them my legs not shaved, but I would pretend to be a patient, that visual made sense. It put it all together. And so I might love the whole timetables and math, speed tests and all that, but that doesn't mean the way I learn is for everybody. And the big mistake we make in school, even to this day, is we sit 35 kids into a small room, now with masks on, we give them the material, and we expect them to all learn at the same rate. You know, when I had a class of, I don't know how many, 120, 130, there were at least a good percentage of them that had to learn a different way, and I had to teach them a different way. That's the job of a teacher. It's easier for a teacher to just teach one way and say, you guys deal with it or not. But the way we're doing school is, you know, same thing with reading. You don't read at a desk. Read while you're walking on a hike. If you have to cite Shakespeare, do it on a hike while you're walking around the school. But we really need to rethink how we're doing school and make it more practical. Because these time tests, all they do is stress people out. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Randall says that, Randall writes, he goes, I took ivermectin for COVID. I'm living proof it works. When will it be approved by the FDA? So ivermectin, actually, let me ask you guys, call in 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you take ivermectin and did it help you with your COVID? For those of you that, you know, might have gotten prescribed by your doctor,
Even if you took the livestock, even though we don't want you taking livestock veterinary medicine, we'll keep it anonymous. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. So Randall is one of, I believe, at least 88,000 people who have gotten a prescription for ivermectin, and those are just being reported by the CDC. And the question keeps coming up, when is the FDA going to approve it? And instead, and understandably so, World Health Organization, NIH, CDC, FDA, say no. Tests are inconclusive. And many of you are asking why? And it's being prescribed in multiple countries, Brazil, Latin America, Caribbean. In fact, Dr. Paul Merrick from Eastern Virginia Medical School had developed a protocol early on in the COVID pandemic, and then he updated it again, June of 2020. So, and I believe it's still current. Maybe with the exception of the last month or two, I believe he had this up for a while. And for mildly symptomatic patients at home, he said optionally you could take a single dose of ivermectin, and the dose would be based on your weight. 1 to 200 micrograms per kilogram. So depending on your weight. And so this is something that, you know, keeps being brought up. We talked about this yesterday when Joe Rogan went at it with Sanjay Gupta. And Sanjay Gupta, who is the chief medical officer, CNN correspondent, when Joe Rogan kind of slams Sanjay Gupta on how CNN would accuse him of taking a horse dewormer, and he said that was a lie, that was an outright lie, and Joe Rogan had said that the ivermectin helped him. I'm really split on it, guys, because so many people who get COVID survive. So I don't know if it's the ivermectin or not. I've seen studies that are looking very promising, but I can't say Joe Rogan's life was saved because of ivermectin, because he could have a fantastic immune system and he could have just gotten COVID and not died from it. So that's what makes this so hard. And I'm not saying this to defend the CDC or FDA, but I understand why they've been hesitant, because if they at all suggest ivermectin, which is an antiparasite, to treat COVID, and anybody gets sick, because there are side effects to it, now they got their cojones in a sling. So they have to be doubly super duper sure. If you notice, the CDC website doesn't have the vitamin C, it doesn't have the vitamin D, the zinc. Doctors have been saying to take vitamin C and quercetin and zinc and melatonin and vitamin D3 and famotidine. That's not, CDC doesn't, no. Because if somebody gets a kidney stone for vitamin C, if somebody, takes melatonin, is sleepy the next day, gets into a car accident, unless there are studies showing definitive proof, and that could take months to years, the CDC can't endorse it. Now, they did endorse the vaccine pretty quickly. I get that. And many people are frustrated. There's kind of that irony where, you would think we've had studies of vitamin C, we've had ivermectin for decades. I worked on ivermectin in the 90s at the EPA when we were doing studies of it on cattle. You would think we would be able to kind of move our butts a little quicker to the same speed we did with the vaccines. But the problem is, you can't, with generic drugs, it really relies on governments to do the studies. When it's a pharmaceutical company, they could run the studies pretty quickly, and because there's an incentive. Now, we don't want pharmaceutical companies steering the science, because we want to make sure there's objectivity. But I'm asking you guys, if anybody's out there that took ivermectin, did it help? Or did it do nothing? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-362. 3254. All right, so what's going on? So the NIH in February said there was insufficient evidence. Results from adequately powered, well-designed, and well-conducted clinical trials are needed to provide more specific-based evidence on and guidance on the role of ivermectin. So ivermectin, what they believe happens is in vitro, so in laboratory settings, they suggest that ivermectin will inhibit the host important alpha-beta 1 nuclear transport proteins, which is a key intracellular transport process that viruses will hijack to enhance infection. It'll suppress the host's antiviral response. In addition, they think ivermectin docking may also interfere with the attachment of SARS-CoV-2, the virus, spike protein to the human cell membrane. They say ivermectin is thought to be a host-directed agent, which may be the basis for its broad-spectrum activity in vitro against viruses that cause dengue, Zika, HIV, and yellow fever. So despite in vitro, meaning in the lab setting, outside of a body, they found antiviral activity with ivermectin to HIV even, which is the smartest virus on the planet. They don't have enough clinical trial data saying it'll help people in vivo, in their bodies, not just in a lab setting. So the NIH didn't say it's a big no-no. The NIH said, look, we just don't have enough studies yet. The World Health Organization also. They agree ivermectin's use is inconclusive and only approves it for use in clinical trials. They say the current evidence on the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19 patients is inconclusive. Until more data is available, World Health Organization recommends that the drug is only used within clinical trials. Now, FDA currently approves the use of ivermectin in humans for some skin disorders like lice, rosacea, animals to treat parasitic infections like intestinal strongyloidiasis and onchopsoriasis. But, you know, people are desperate. They don't want to get COVID. They want to treat themselves with something. And we're still waiting for the Merck molnupiravir to get treated. So what ended up happening was ivermectin was actually being prescribed by doctors who looked at some of this data. And they were like, all right, I think we got something here. If you want it, and I see very little side effects, go for it. And then the CDC got alerted. Well, something woke the sleeping giant. And we think it was some poison control centers that were calling in saying some people are, you know, they overdosed on animal ivermectin, livestock ivermectin. The CDC was aware of 88,000 prescriptions, you know, these reports to poison control centers. So then the CDC and FDA immediately published a warning to clinicians, saying that it is not to, taking it in large doses could be dangerous, could cause harm. And then they got multiple medical agencies and doctor groups to come out and say the same thing. But the thing is people want it. There's been now studies, by the way, so according to, I look at clinicaltrials.gov, there's a few hundred studies going on right now with ivermectin. Looking at ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, looking at ivermectin to prevent hospitalization. So they're looking at ivermectin for mild versus hospitalization. And some of the studies are done. I'm just waiting for the results. Same thing with the World Health Organization. They have a database of tons of ongoing trials. So I think eventually we might have something with this. The problem I have is the way the media and the way the government approaches it, they make fun of people, they make them feel stupid, they're going to look dumb if this medicine later is approved. And my worry is they may want to double down and not have to eat crow, and they might not approve it if it does show efficacy. Right now, again, we aren't approving it yet, or it's not endorsed. All right? But it'll be interesting to see what these clinical trials show. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are continuing their climb, surpassing $3.30 a gallon on Friday. That's according to the latest AAA survey, which shows the national average price for regular is up to $3.30.6 a gallon. After China said they would crush a Taiwanese independence plot, a state-controlled newspaper is telling the United States and all other supporters of the island to back off or face military defeat. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton appears on Fox News and describes the best way to deter a Chinese invasion of Taiwan.
We need to help Taiwan fortify its defenses, provide it more cybersecurity support, provide it more missiles, provide it sea mines for the Taiwan Strait. More fundamentally, we need to make it clear to Xi Jinping that we will support Taiwan.
USA Radio News. Chicago police officer Carlos Yanez Jr., who was shot back in August after pulling over a vehicle with expired license plates, left the local rehab facility on Thursday. His partner, Ella French, died from injuries she sustained from that shooting. Officer Yanez says the shooting isn't deterring him from being a police officer.
I really want to work with the community and be a difference, a positive difference, you know, and, it really is, you know, truly my honor.
Two men have been arrested and charged for the shooting. Bitcoin is on the rise once again, the digital currency topping $60,000 during Friday trading. That's the highest it's been in 6 months. It comes amid optimism about a futures exchange traded fund, or ETF. Saturday is World Food Day. It's a worldwide initiative by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization to combat hunger and encourage healthy eating. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Dr. Dolly, you show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if any of you are confused about the booster and the booster rollout and what's happening with that, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with you. It is confusing. It was a cluster from the beginning. So with the boosters, I don't know if you remember, but it all started with the Afghanistan chaos that was going on, where people were running to planes, falling off the planes. And while all that was happening, The Biden administration decided to make an announcement in August going, hey, guys, everybody's going to get their booster. That's the headline. So me, having no information from the CDC or FDA, I didn't know how to yield questions. I didn't know how to approach that with people. Obviously, it was a distraction against what was going on in Afghanistan. And so I had 32 days of no guidance, really, until luckily the FDA and CDC said, wait a second, we make that determination, and can we at least look at data first before we start announcing boosters? But I get it. The Biden administration needed a life preserver. Afghanistan pullout was a complete chaotic mess, lives lost, millions of dollars of equipment, opportunities now lost, and a momentum that now Taliban and ISIS-K has. And so they wanted a distraction, and the distraction was, guys, everybody gets boosters. Once the smoke cleared and news outlets said, wait a second for the CDC, wait a second for the FDA, we finally got some guidance on Pfizer boosters. So that was only the percentage or the proportion of the population with Pfizer boosters. So by the end of September, the FDA announced the emergency authorization for one single booster shot of Pfizer. If you were over 65, if you were 18 through 64, and at high risk of severe COVID, if you were an individual 18 through 64 of age, whose frequent institutional or occupational exposure puts you at high risk of serious complications. So, and then I think there was some back and forth between Walensky and some of the guidance, although I thought Dr. Walensky was saying, look, you know, if you're a healthcare worker, you could get it. Because that's what I would say if you're in frequent institutional or occupational exposure. I don't work in a hospital, so I haven't got my booster yet. But there was a little bit of back and forth on that. But if you had the Moderna shot, if you had the Johnson & Johnson shot, you were like, say what? So what? So this was just for Pfizer people. They didn't say it like that. When Moderna people and Johnson & Johnson people said, hey, can I go get the booster? They said mix and match vaccine guidance, not there yet. So pretty much no. So Pfizer people were able to get a booster. Now the FDA vaccine and related biological products advisory, as of yesterday, their committee reviewed data on Moderna's, and they are suggesting a half dose be approved by the FDA to be the booster. By the way, none of these boosters happen before before 6 months of your second dose. So, unless, of course, you're very, very high risk and immunocompromised and the doctor says, look, just get it before flu season. But at least 6 months after completion of your primary series of Moderna, the committee is asking the FDA, because they're endorsing it, but now the FDA has to approve it, for those over 65, 18 through 64 with high risk of severe COVID, 18 through 64 who, again, have occupational exposure, institutional exposure, you know, like jail, things like that, that could put you at high risk. So the FDA is expected to make a final decision within the next week. Still, Johnson & Johnson is like, what about us? Moderna vaccine recipients are like, well, can I just get the Pfizer? So I have to just get a Moderna? So there's still, and it still hasn't been officially approved. So I think it's going to be approved within a week. But what they are doing today is having a meeting where they are going to look at the heterologous vaccine administration. Heterologous means mix and match. Homologous is the same one. So, you know, if you got two homologous Modernas, then you decide to get a Pfizer, that's heterologous. So right now they're looking at Johnson & Johnson booster data, and they're looking at if you can mix and match. So according to CNN, they say Johnson & Johnson is asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for a booster for everyone 18 and older who got its one-dose Janssen vaccine. The company says data shows its efficacy has not waned much. It says studies show a booster dose brings protection up to levels equivalent to the 94% efficacy shown by Moderna and Pfizer vaccines soon after they were first given in clinical trials. They say the FDA Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee is being asked to consider whether to recommend giving Janssen booster 2 months after people get the first dose, 6 months after the first dose, or whether there might be a choice. So evidence is showing waiting 6 months provides a stronger response. So remember, it's a much different vaccine than the mRNA. It might act similarly, but the Johnson & Johnson is a piece of DNA that gets carried in through an adenovirus vector, a weakened virus. I believe the AstraZeneca one uses a chimpanzee, whereas Johnson & Johnson uses a more human yet altered adenovirus. So the DNA has to get into your cell. The DNA then has to get into the cell's DNA, tell the DNA to make the mRNA. Then the mRNA goes back into the cytoplasm in the cell away from the nucleus. And then it starts telling the cell, all right, here are the instructions, make the spike proteins. And then the spike proteins get made on the cell. And then the immune system learns what those spike proteins are. Whereas the Pfizer and the Moderna mRNA vaccines, those are just the straight mRNA going into the cell, starting the instructions, and they don't even talk to the DNA. And there's no virus bringing them in. It's a little lipoprotein. So there are different shots. So Pfizer and Moderna might have similar, you know, booster times, but Johnson & Johnson is different. They say the FDA has been clear in telling the committee that it has been unable to verify the study data being presented by Johnson & Johnson, taking the company's word for it that the vaccine's efficacy has not waned much. Johnson & Johnson has not been shown to be as protective as Pfizer and Moderna. But what is very interesting, which is what I want to tell you guys now, all right, is when they interviewed committee members. The committee members yesterday voted unanimously for Moderna boosters to happen, but they didn't sound as confident as you would want. Dr. Patrick Moore, committee member, told CNBC that the data the company submitted for authorization of a booster, quote, was not well explained, adding he voted yes more on a gut feeling. He said the data itself is not strong, but it is certainly going in a direction that is supportive of this vote. Okay, no. What the hell is that? If you're going to vote for us to get something, and this is the FDA is relying on you, you're going with your gut? What? The data was not well explained? You tell Moderna to get their asses back with good explanations of the data or to resubmit it. This frenzy is gonna make stuff half-assed. According to the New York Times, Dr. Stanley Perelman from the University of Iowa said, from a pragmatic point of view, because we've already approved it for Pfizer, I don't see how we can possibly not approve it for Moderna. So apparently a lot of the panel members expressed serious doubts. We're going to be talking about this in a few. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Richard said he doesn't want to get another Moderna vaccine because of Moderna arm. He wants Pfizer. Can he do that? Again, they're right now looking at if mixing and matching will work. So, studies have shown so far so good, but I can't say you can do it yet. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
All right, guys, we're back on on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so how many of you guys are, I guess, let me kind of fix my Facebook Live right now here. Okay, oh my gosh, my studio is a mess. Anyway, so how many of you guys are having plans for the weekend and you want to go meet people and you want to get a date and you don't want to have a lot of competition? Well, Daniel Craig, 007, suggests to go to a gay bar. That's what he did for years. He preferred going to gay bars to meet women. It's brilliant. It's actually brilliant. I've been to gay bars. It's fantastic. You know, because we go with our gay friends, and we just love, okay, so women go to gay bars, and I apologize, I want to kind of fix this here. What's going on with my thing? So women go to gay bars because we don't like the usual bar scene. The usual bar scene is pretty rough. There's, you worry about somebody drugging your drink. You worry about somebody following you to your car and kidnapping and abducting you. You get felt up and, assaulted sometimes up at the bar, and you're like, you're a football coach and want to grind. And, we just want to have some fun. And we want to flirt. And if we do find somebody we want to be with, then that's great. And so a lot of women will go to a gay bar so that they don't have to always be, on guard. They want to be able to relax, and that was always frustrating with me. I loved running into people and talking to them. And if I think all they're doing is faking it because they just want to have sex, that ruins it for me. That's not fun. So I can speak for a lot of straight women. We love going to gay bars. I haven't done it since I'm married. But interestingly, Daniel Craig, who is 007 and is just gorgeous as anything, is he's married to Rachel Weisz, is it? Gosh, I don't know what's wrong with my camera. Sorry about that. And they're happily married and all that, but he said that he's been going to gay bars for as long as he can remember. One of the reasons is because I don't get into fights in gay bars that often. Now, I would love to see him get into a fight. He just looks like he would be, not on screen. But he looks like a badass, doesn't he? And so he said he wanted to avoid getting in a punch-up during the night out, which he said would happen quite a lot at straight venues. He says gay bars would be a good place to go. Everybody was chill. Everybody. You didn't really have to sort of state your sexuality. It was okay. And it was a very safe place to be. And I could meet girls there because there are a lot of girls there for exactly the same reason I was there. It was kind of an ulterior motive. And so he had said this. Was this in an interview? I don't know. This is being reported by The Guardian. But I got to tell you something. The one thing I've learned in my life is whenever you want something, okay, if you go the same path as everybody else, it won't work. Well, it'll work, but you have much more competition. When you do something, you need to almost go a different path. It might be a harder, more difficult path. It might be you might have higher risk. You might not have as much support, shall we say, like a wingman or something like that. But I've always noticed when I try to go the same path that everybody does, I'm in a crowd. And I like to stand out. And sometimes you being the biggest fish in a little pond works. So, like, for example, I was going to go to broadcasting school and start my radio career from the beginning. And my friend had told me, no. If you want to be on air, just do it as a doctor. I'm like, well, that's going to be harder. And it was. It was harder. When you go to broadcasting school, you could then get a job. You could then from there work up. So the path is more laid out. But in terms of, being a doctor, okay, well, purchase some airtime,
from there, I didn't have to purchase airtime anymore. And then the show got picked up and all that. And in fact, I almost made my goal. I became national faster than a lot of people that go through broadcasting school just because, yeah, it cost more. Yeah, it was a different, I didn't really have as many resources, but I was able to then get into that lane. I don't know if you ever drive the 405 in L.A., but there's a street, Sepulveda. And I don't know if it's still as crowded, but some days you could get off the 405, drive on Sepulveda. You could even take some side streets, drive around some side streets, although now GPS helps you guys. You have it so easy. But you could take some side streets and then get back on the freeway. And you're able to get where you need to go, but you weren't with the masses. You were able to kind of go around. It's in life, I just see it being probably, that's just what I've always done. It has just been some of the most successful ways to do it. You know, when I help students get their CV and their applications ready, they all have the same stuff, you know, for medical school and for residency. They all have research. They all have community service. They all have clubs. They all have, they look the same. They all have good grades. So you gotta stand out. How do you stand out? So I help them write a book. Or we get a study that actually publishes. Or we do a project where we're creating a holiday, a new national day. So you see, sometimes you just have to take a look and go, okay, what could I do that's a little different? And so, gay men are my favorite men on the planet. And that's, you know, the reason why we have gay men is they're angels, and they help a lot of us women who have ever been wronged or assaulted or whatever to still love the male species. And, which is, I think for our evolution, it's, you know, guys, I can't understand why guys are homophobic, because gay guys help, you know, are keeping this population alive. They might not hook up and they might not necessarily always have babies, but their presence allows women to like men again, because women get ticked off, and you guys know it. How many times have you guys screwed up with your girlfriend, but her gay best friend got you guys back together? You all owe your relationship to a gay man out there. You all do. And so, I don't try to pretend that you're all, So Daniel Craig is right on the money. So gay bars are fantastic. The bartenders are awesome. They make some of the best drinks. The people there are really, really cool. They're fun. The music is awesome. I mean, it is such good music. It's fun. It's fun. And so, ladies, that's the place to go. It just really, really is. So anyway, Daniel Craig, very, very cool. I can't wait to see 007. I still haven't seen it. I might see it this weekend. I got to figure that out. It's just one of those things that I think we all need to, whether it's your job, whether it's your career path, you know, whether it's, you know, wanting to get a promotion, you know, if you're going through that same pathway, you know, and you have so much competition, do something different or make your own job. I told you guys, I made my own job when I was in residency. All the other older residents got jobs in Arizona and urgent cares. So I called up an ER and I go, how much you pay your ER docs? You're hiring an ER doc? And they told me. And I go, would you hire somebody to do, you know, urgent care type stuff? They go, well, we're really looking for an ER doc. I go, what if you pay me half? Pay me half. So I actually ended up still doing ER doc stuff. I became an ER doc. And, you know, sometimes you just have to kind of take that little turn and do things differently. It's really cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.